In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning and welcome to December. And right on cue, here comes the winter weather. It looks like the entire area is now under a weather advisory issued by the National Weather Service down in Paducah. And that advisory for tonight and into tomorrow is for the Missouri Boot Heel, far southern Illinois, and pretty much all of western Kentucky, even down into the Jackson Purchase down in Tennessee. A winter weather advisory means mixed precipitation is forecast, including up to 1 inch of snow and sleet accumulation and a light glaze of icing, just what we need after after the Thanksgiving weekend, right? A glaze of icing. This icing is not too palatable either. They're saying slippery roads and bridges and sidewalks could be the norm through this. Travel impacts are possible or likely to occur during the Tuesday morning commute. So we'll have to keep our eye on what the school does for tomorrow. The basketball season opens tomorrow night, so this weather could have some bearing on what folks are going to be doing over the next 24 hours or so. And with that, we will move right into a schedule of events over the next few weeks. This is going to be your holiday Christmas type event schedule, your calendar, if you will. I'm going to run through this pretty quickly just to give you an abbreviated look at some of the things that you may want to put on your calendar, take the kids to, take the family to, just a whole lot of things going on in the community and beyond the neighboring community. So for the Crittenden Press, we've put together this holiday schedule. You can get more details on each of these events in your Crittenden Press. So just to get started here, through December 8th, the Crittenden County FCCLA is having a toy drive for children in fifth grade or younger, and they'll be accepting those toys at a lot of places around town. Again, you can get the details in the press. I know H&H is one of the places and several others. So moving on, December 4th at 6 p.m., the Crittenden County High School Band will have a holiday concert at Foes Hall. On December 5th from 4 to 8 p.m. will be the Providence Christmas Community Event. And December 6th at 10 a.m. will be a Charlie Brown Christmas, a literacy event that will be at Foes Hall in Marion. And on December 6th, 10 a.m., Christmas in Catawba. They have ice skating and a lot of activities for kids over there. December 6th at 5 p.m. will be the Marion Christmas Parade. And then right after that will be Santa at the Lions Club Ag Building out at the fairgrounds. And the kids can have a meal while they're there, a hot dog and a drink. And the parents, if you want to eat with them, they'll take a little donation if you want to dine with your children. But get out there and see Santa. Let the kids sit on Santa's lap and ask for whatever they want for Christmas. Also on December 6th, 5 p.m., Providence will have its lighted Christmas parade. And then on December 8th, 5:30 p.m., a do-it-yourself evergreen wreath workshop will be held at St. William Parish Hall in Marion. December 12th, 6 p.m., Edible Christmas Parade. December 13th through the 16th. That'll be 6 to 8 p.m. down at Deer Creek Baptist Church in the Sheridan community. They will be having their annual live nativity scene. Really a nice event. So again, that's kind of in rural Crittenden County down in the Sheridan area. 6 to 8 p.m. That's over four nights, December 13th through the 16th. That's Saturday through Tuesday. Also on December 13th, the Lighted Salem Christmas Parade. Of course, it was rescheduled from this past weekend because of the rain on Saturday. They've moved it to December 13th. Also on December 13th at Foes Hall, 7 p.m., Lessons and Carols, just a musical type event and some reading of Christmas stories. Going to be a really cool event. Again, get those details in the Crittenden Press. December 14th, another production of that same event, Lessons and Carols. That'll be also at Foes Hall. December 15th, out at the Lions Club building at the fairgrounds in Marion, Cookie Craze. That's an extension event. And then on December 16th, the Crider Performing Arts Holiday Recital will be held at Foes Hall. So if you can't find something fun to do this holiday season, no excuses, I'll say, just no excuses, because all sorts of just really wonderful activities that groups around the area are putting on to celebrate the Christmas season. And we're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back with more news. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. Well, another candidate filed last week to run for an office in Crittenden County. That is Pam Todd. She will be running for magistrate in the 3rd District. Now, you can get an updated list of all the candidates who have filed, at least to this point, and that's in the Crittenden Press. In fact, we have on the Early Bird Facebook page, you can see all of the candidates who have filed for running in the May primary for countywide elections, not only in Crittenden County, but in all of the border counties as well. We wrap those up for you. Again, that's on our Early Bird Facebook page. The window for filing to run for a public office opened in early November and will close on January the 6th. In some school news, the Crittenden County Board of Education has adopted its facilities plan. This is a long-range plan for what they are either going to build or maintain, you know, some of their maintenance, larger maintenance projects, capital improvements and such. And among the items are some more discussion about building a new football field and then a softball field out on the campus there at the high school. There will be a meeting on Tuesday, December 16th, 5:30 p.m. at Rocket Arena, and this entire plan will be unveiled. That's a public meeting, and folks can go have some input on that, and then the school board will formally adopt the final draft of that facilities plan. We're going to take another short break, and I'll be right back with sports.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato, Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs, and Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Man, I love me some barbecue from Marion Pit Barbecue. I still call it Jack's by the Tracks. Over the holidays, we got a big sack full of barbecue and fed the family that was in, and can't say enough about our hometown barbecue joint out there. Jason Hatfield does a great job on that. Taking over from the Easleys. Of course, Jack Easley ran it for many years, and that's where it got its nickname, Jack's by the Tracks. I know it's basketball season, but I want to catch you up on some football stuff first. Of course, it's playoff time. State semifinals were held last weekend, and I want to give you a quick rundown on these. A lot of local interest. South Warren beat Ryle 36-20 in the 6A semifinal. And, of course, one of the coaches at South Warren is Noah Dickerson, a Crittenden County graduate. And they will be going to the state championship game. That will be Saturday, December 6th at Kroger Field in Lexington. They will be taking on the juggernaut that is Louisville Trinity. And, of course, Trinity is coached by Jay Cobb, who is from nearby Webster County, grew up over in Providence. His brother, David Cobb, was a city administrator here in Marion many years ago. And Owensboro Senior is going to the state championship to play Pulaski County. They won last weekend 49-8 over Woodford County. And Boyle County and Franklin County will play in the 4A championship. Franklin County beat Paducah Tillman by a touchdown last weekend to advance, and that put an end to Coach Sean Thompson and Avery Thompson, of course, two Crittenden County folks. Avery's Coach Thompson's son played sports here until his eighth grade year or so, and they moved to Paducah, where Sean has been a very successful football coach down there over the last few years. Some of the winningest postseason credentials, really, in quite some time. It's impeccable. They are 14-5 in postseason. And, of course, were the state champion last year. That was Paducah Tillman. Also, Murray High School is going to the state championship game in 3A. They will face Christian Academy of Louisville, also known by the moniker as Cal, Christian Academy of Louisville. Very good football team, 14-0. And so is Murray. Murray has an undefeated season so far. In Class 2A, Owensboro Catholic, of course, from our region, a team that we Crittenden County lost to in the playoffs. They are going to the state championship game after dispatching Beechwood last weekend by 1 point, 41-40, and they will face Lexington Christian in the state championship at Kroger Field, and that will be on Friday, December 5th. And then in Class 1A, Raceland, a team that's always been right there in the mix over the years from over in Eastern Kentucky, they're going to the state championship this time, and they will play Kentucky Country Day. That game will be on Friday. And that's a wrap on football. Now let's turn our attention to what's going on in the hoops world. Of course, Crittenden County kicks off its season tomorrow night. The Lady Rockets will be at home against Caldwell County, and the boys will be on the road over at Webster County under the direction of new head coach Kenny Jackson. Then, of course, all this is contingent upon the weather. It's not looking too good for the opening night of basketball. We'll just kind of have to bide our time, wait and see. And then later in the week, the Lady Rockets will play down at Marshall County at the very popular Hoop Fest. That's an event that draws teams from all over the country, and Crittenden County will be playing the host team, the Lady Marshals, in that. And then they, on Saturday, Lady Rockets will be at Breckenridge County in another kickoff event, and they will be playing Breckenridge, which is a really good basketball team. And then next week they'll play McCracken County. Very, very difficult start for the Crittenden County Lady Rockets, but they're expecting one of the best teams they've had in many years. Meanwhile, the boys will come back off of the Webster game, and then on Thursday will play New Covenant Christian Academy, and that will be at Marshall County as well as part of that that kickoff event, the Hoop Fest. And then they will play Fort Campbell on the base on Friday. And gosh, then they're going to Hickman County on Saturday. That's a long trip down there in far west Kentucky. So that's what we're looking at for basketball. And if you haven't tuned in yet to YouTube, check it out. The Crittenden County High School Rocket Basketball Coaches Show kicked off last night, actually, the first first in a series that will last the entire basketball season. Host Trace Darrington will have coaches Kenny Jackson and Shannon Hodge. Of course, Shannon Hodge, the veteran girls coach, will be guests on the show, and players, and it's going to be a fun and exciting time with new host, former Rocket Trace Darrington. So we caught up with him for a quick interview about his taking over the reins of that program.
Well, for all you Rocket sports fans, of course, basketball season kicks off tomorrow night with the Lady Rockets at home against Caldwell County, and the boys under new head coach Kenny Jackson will be traveling over to Webster County to open their season. And you can tune in to the coaches show each week, you know, just like we do in football. This year we're going to have a basketball coaches show every week. We'll alternate boys and girls, and we have a new host, former Rocket Trace Darrington. And I have Trace here this morning, and just wanted to pick his brain a little bit, see what he thinks. He just filmed his first show with Coach Jackson yesterday. And Trace, you know, I think having you hosting this show is generating some excitement. Tell me what you think about this so far.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for it. I think that we need more buzz around basketball, because I think that it's something that Crittenden has been missing out for a little bit. I think, you know, you go through a couple down years and then people just quit talking about it. They throw it away and they're like, you know, let's focus everything into football, girls, basketball, whatever. But now I think bringing in somebody like Coach Jackson, who, you know, I've talked multiple conversations with, I talked to some of the kids, they're really excited. Mm-hmm. So I think that this new revitalization is really going to catapult some things in this community a lot.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they're coming off of a very difficult season last year, a winless season. And, you know, Coach Jackson has been able to create some renewed enthusiasm, because this is a challenge. It's an incredible challenge. I remember back in the early 90s when Crittenden went a whole season without winning a game, and it took some time to overcome. So, and it's still going to take time. You're not going to be able to wave a magic wand, and all of a sudden these guys are playing like, you know, University of Kentucky Wildcats. I mean, it's going to take some time, and we hope that all this gets straightened out. But what about the girls? I mean, this is going to be an exciting year for them, and you're going to be here on the cusp of what could be a record season.
Oh, yeah. For me, in my opinion, this is the year for them to take – the biggest jump that they've ever taken. I'm expecting a lot of wins out of this team. I'm really expecting high scoring games. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got two guards in your backcourt that are so experienced. I mean, how many people would you say the other day is going to be 1,000 point scorers? Most likely.
Should have three on this team by season's end, yeah.
I mean, just off that right there, I mean, I'm expecting a lot of games to be high 70s, low 80s. You know, I'm expecting to see that. So I'm expecting a lot from this team. Mm-hmm.
Well, if they can get into the 70s and 80s, they will beat a whole lot of opponents.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Okay, well, we're excited to have Trace. Just kind of a new era of the coaches show, and looking forward to what he brings to the program each week. Trace, anything that really has been
maybe a little different about filming the show that you didn't realize before you started?
No, nothing. You've always been so transparent about, you know, what to expect and how these things go. So there's nothing really too, you know, out of the ordinary that I've dealt with. Mm-hmm. Definitely the preparing side. Mm-hmm. That's definitely so much different mm-hmm. than just coming in and getting interviewed. Because instead of answering questions and coming up with it, you have to plan questions and, you know, expect all these different outcomes from your guest.
Of course, Trace is a journalism student studying down at Paducah at WKCTC. So we brought him on board. He's getting some real life experience now. Trace, we, again, are excited to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
And to tune in on that program, dial up the Crittenden Press online and go to sports and Lady Rocket or Rocket Basketball, and that'll take you to the sports page, and you'll have a link there to the YouTube channel, or go directly to YouTube, Crittenden Press YouTube channel, and you can watch that program every week during basketball season. That's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Stay warm, stay safe, and if it gets slick, stay home. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.